Thank you, Brother Leslie. A very warm welcome to all the listeners of radio station XEG for another gospel broadcast of the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Your speaker is Willie Murphy. As many of you know, the annual camp meeting at Monarch Springs, Missouri, near Neosho, begins today. Our welcome is also extended to those in attendance at this meeting. Many of those in these services will be expecting the rich blessings of God to be freely given and manifested for their need. Some will be coming who are in need of spiritual grace, others for physical healing, and still others, no doubt, with financial problems and burdens of life. But the God whom we serve and represent to you is abundantly able to satisfy the needs of these hearts with his marvelous grace and blessings. So come with faith, expecting to receive.
The Old Camp Ground by D.S. Warner. We have met today on the Old Camp Ground, and our hearts, O God, o'erflow with our songs of joy and a stream of thanks for the love thou dost bestow. We have met today on the old camp ground, oh, the fellowship so sweet, as the pure in heart altogether flow in the bonds of love complete. We have met today on the old camp ground, and we come in Jesus' name. Hear, Almighty God, let thy thunder sound and thy awful spirit flame. We have met today on the old camp ground, and we come to work and pray. Here redeem, dear Lord, even multitudes at thy altar day by day.
Your attention is directed to a scripture in Psalms chapter 19 and verse 14. I quote, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Now, many sermons have been preached concerning the importance of our words. Therein lies the power to make glad, and also the power to wound and injure another. All of this is contained in the use of words, either good or bad. It's not my intention to bring you another discourse on this part of the verse which I read, but I would like to go one step further and point out the importance of meditation. Notice again the text. It said, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Not only is it important for us to speak good words at the right time and the right place, but perhaps even more important than this is for us to think correctly and meditate upon the things which are profitable. From these meditations comes forth the deeds or the fruits which is manifested in one's life. This may be either good or bad according to the meditations which are carried on inwardly. Now, in the olden days under the law, if one committed the crime of murder, the sentence of death rested upon him. But in this gospel dispensation, Christ said, and I quote from Matthew chapter 5 and beginning with verse 21, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." So, you see, to commit the crime of murder is certainly a very serious offense against the laws of God, but Christ also pointed out that for one to be angry with his brother without a cause, he shall be in danger of the judgment. In other words, the type of meditation or thoughts which are allowed to linger in one's mind affects his life, and the fruits thereof will show it. There is no contradiction of this fact. If one spends his time reading and meditating upon filthy literature and trashy material, his life will be affected by these thoughts. Furthermore, consider verses 27 and 28 of the 5th chapter of Matthew. "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Now let me ask you a question. In this case, why would the individual who had accepted such a thought in his heart be guilty before God? Would it be because he had performed the immoral act? Not necessarily so, for no outward indications of such lewdness may exist upon his countenance. Nevertheless, he is guilty before God for the corruptness of his meditations. Now, as you can readily see, we are here dealing with spiritual problems. Here are some battles which cannot be won with tanks and guns. It is these conflicts which go on deep within the hearts and minds of men and women. These are spiritual battles and require an abundance of God's grace for one to be victorious. Listen to this reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and beginning with verse 3. I quote, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now, take the example which Christ left in the Garden of Gethsemane. We so often think that it was at the cross where the final victory was won. And this is true. For he said, "It is finished," just before the last breath from his weary body, while hanging on the cross, had departed from him. But actually, the grace for the victory came when he was praying in the garden. Now, Christ could have called legions of angels to his rescue. He could have prevented the soldiers from taking him captive. In fact, he prayed that the cup of suffering might pass from him. But his spirit was dedicated and willing to carry out the mission of God. Therefore, he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." In 1660, in the country of England, God called a very humble man to preach his word, John Bunyan, a tinker and a mender of pots and kettles, had caught the vision which was greater worth than the material things of earth. This was the souls of men. Contrary to the rules and regulations of the Church of England, he began to preach to the people a message of righteousness. Therefore, one day, when a number had met for worship at the home of a friend, John Bunyan received word that an officer was coming to apprehend him. He could have escaped, but he thought he would be playing the coward to do so, and that it might be a bad effect on the congregation should he run off and leave them. Especially did the man in whose house was the meeting to be held try to prevail upon Bunyan to leave. He said he knew that it would be certain that Bunyan would be cast into prison. Now, inwardly, the thoughts and meditations of John Bunyan began to give him trouble. He considered, "Shall I flee or shall I remain and face the officer?" Bunyan paced up and down before the house for a whole hour before the service and thought the question out as to whether he should flee or remain and suffer the consequences, resolving in the end not to go away. The meeting began, and sure enough, the officer arrived to take Bunyan into custody. Nevertheless, the lesson which I want to impress upon your minds is this. The victory was gained inwardly against the spiritual forces which were pressing so hard against him. Let us spend a moment in prayer just now. Our Father, it is quite possible that there are those tonight listening to this broadcast who are enduring a great fight of affliction, physically, financially, mentally, or spiritually. For them we pray that an abundance of grace may be given, and that through the spiritual forces of Christ they may gain the victory, for we ask it in the name of our Savior. Amen. Now, friends, You may find it difficult to gain such a victory which we have spoken of on this broadcast. Especially is this true if you endeavor to do it within your own limited strength. But let me assure you that through the Word of God and the Spirit of God, by His grace, it is possible to be an overcomer. Listen now to the song, By the Grace of God, as sung by Bob Forbes, Doral Forbes, Randall Flynn, and Melvin Doolittle.
By the grace of God I am saved today. I will walk by faith in the narrow way. I will trust His grace to preserve my soul. I will rest secure while the billows roll. By the grace of God I will live for Him. I will trust His power to keep from sin. I will never doubt but resist the foe. I will grow in grace as I onward go. By the grace of God I will never yield to the tempter's power, but with sword and shield I'll defeat the foe with an ardor strong. In the name of Christ sing the victor's song. By the grace of God I will live for Him. I will trust His power to keep from sin. I will never doubt but resist the foe. I will grow in grace as I onward go.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to have a printed copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge by simply sending us your request. And now, let me leave this final thought with you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Till next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.